Good morning. It's Thursday, and it's so early that Pepper isn't even up, and he doesn't want to go outside. The sun just came up. It's a beautiful morning, and I'm sitting here reading. You can see that? I'm reading the books from the Worst Book Ever Challenge, and I just felt I had to share with you what has happened. There have been, like, hearts opened. There have been floodgates busted through. There have been ceilings broken. And I'm feeling this lightness in the books that the Worst Book Ever authors have written. And there's a couple of them where, again, the acknowledgments are like, thank you for setting me free. Thank you for this group, for Worst Book Ever, for the other authors who have pulled us along and brought us to the point where we are, where we have a book. We have a book. It's on a real Kindle, in an iPad, on an e-reader, on a Kobo, on an Apple device. That just makes it more real. And of course, I'm biased as an author because I think I always joke, if you email me a PDF, I'm not going to read it, and I won't. But if you give it to me in a way that I can read it on an e-reader, it's more real. And what we have done in these past few weeks is that we have taken something that was just an idea, just a passing thought maybe, or it was a deep thought that's been harbored inside someone's heart or gut for years, and only now has it been set free. I feel the lightness in the books. I feel the let go, the unleashing, the discovering of a voice, the stories I'm hearing, the facts, the information I'm reading about these authors. It's as if they have been granted leave from the asylum. And believe me, I've lived in the asylum for so long. I know what it's like to walk outside on the grounds from the asylum. It's liberating. And that's what in my biggest dreams, I'm not sure I hoped that this could be achieved in just a few weeks, but we've done it. These authors have opened the floodgates to their imaginations and to these deep messages and voices that they have to let out. And in the challenge, I often say, I talk about, oh, my secret mission, oh, my real plan for this. And there are many, you will see. But one of them is to get that out. Because I think that these stories that we hold inside of us and don't let out, they weigh us down. You know, the deep sea diver, he's got the weights on him and it keeps him down. You know, he wants to be down in the ocean. But what if you want to get up to the surface? What if you want to break out of the water and get up into the air? You can't get those weights off of you. In my opinion, these books are letting go of the weights that have been holding us down, allowing us to tell these stories, allowing us to unclick that weight and then rise up. You know, you may think this is, it's just a joke of an idea, and it is, but it's the deeper, resonating, longer-term implications of letting go, of breaking through, of allowing ourselves and our stories and our voices and our messages to be heard. And again, I'm not talking about the public and multi-award-winning bestseller million-dollar author. Not at all. It's getting it out of your mind, out of your heart, out of your gut, and onto the book. Into the book, out into the world. That's all it takes. It's so simple, really, right? You got to admit, it's simple. Get the idea, put it into a really short book. We can call it your worst book if that helps you get over the idea of perfectionism. and you wanting it to be too good and perfect, let's call it the worth book, and then let's get it out. Because once that dam is open, once those floodgates are busted through, it's kind of hard to repair them because they've been exploded. They're in little pieces. That door can no longer be shut. This is my invitation to you to break down those doors, to open those floodgates of your imagination, of all of the things that are holding you back on writing that fantastic book. And let's get it out with this worst book. If we continue with the dam analogy, then think of how in a dam, here, the Dutch guy, right? The Dutch little finger, the finger in the dike. One little hole, it starts going through. And what happens is the pressure of it going through eventually makes a bigger hole. And at some point, it's going to bust open the whole thing. That's what this is. This is just that breaking through of the very initial idea, that story, that message, and I'm not saying these are all fiction, not in the least, and most of them are nonfiction. That idea you need to get across, that message you need to get out of your system. Let's break down the dam. Let's open the river and let it flow. Reading these books this morning, I'm seeing the lightness, I'm seeing the flow of these authors. They're doing it. We're doing it again in May. Come join us. You can go to worst.repossible.com. worst.repossible.com. And if you use the code THUNDER, you'll get 25% off. Come join us. We've got an awesome group. It's a safe environment. That's what I'm really promoting here, is we are together, we are safe, we're all in the same boat. What's with the water analogies this morning? We're in the same boat, we're paddling along, we can lift the paddles up and float down the stream. This has been Thursday Thunder and the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. I'm here every single Thursday. Hope to see you next week.